35.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Wow. A quick heads up, friends. Take a look at what's going on in Hawaii. We just actually had a top official in Obama birth mystery killed. Wow. She was the only one that was killed in a fatality in Hawaii in a plane crash. That's interesting stuff. Is that a coincidence? What do you think is going on? Folks, I had shared with you right before the break that, we have socialists, we have con men, we have domestic terrorists that are helping Obama implement illegally and unconstitutionally, therefore unlawfully, Obamacare as you know it. It's illegal. There's nothing constitutional about it. I'd shared with you as to those that are around him, the Bill Ayers of the world and the such. And by the way, for those that did not know, Bill Ayers, do a little homework on the guy. He is a domestic terror. He's on the FBI's most wanted list, 10 most wanted list. He's a criminal from, you know, A to Z, friends. And those that Barack Hussein Obama has around him now are, well, like-minded. Birds of a feather flock together. And I'll tell you what, friends, that's exactly what they do. They flock together. Now, I said that because I wanted to set this up, because I wanted to prophetically show you exactly where we're at today. And I just want you to listen to Scripture really quick. And at any time, friends, if you'd like to call in, please do. Stay the course. Okay? If you have a different perspective, go ahead and weigh in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, I'm going over to the book of Luke 3. Verse 1. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, governor, and his brother Philip, tetrarch, governor of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Licentius, the tetrarch of Abilene. Okay? Look who's in power. They're corrupt men. Verse 2. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest. Caiaphas is the one that prophesied of the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. They are responsible for helping him be brought to the cross. Unbeknownst to them, it was their judgment. I go on. The word of God came unto, listen carefully, John the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. So when all the bad guys were put into position, guess what's coming? The prophet. Here comes John the Baptist, the bad boy. Okay, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord and make paths his straight. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all the flesh shall see the salvation of God, and all the flesh again shall see the salvation of God. Then said, listen to what John the Baptist said. This is the folks, this is his initiation to the world. This was his introduction to the world. Listen, then said he, John the Baptist, that bad boy prophet, not a greater prophet than John the Baptist that was born of women. It was John the Baptist. Listen to what he said. He said, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come. In other words, it's a voice that you're not familiar with. It's one that you don't hear from the pulpits. John the Baptist, that prophet, said, O generation of snakes, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Nobody has. So he began to proclaim his words that were ordained of God. He said, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Verse 9, John the Baptist said, "And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire." John the Baptist, my point, friends, was brought forth when the bad guys were in place. John the Baptist came forth. John the Baptist is the one that lost his head. And keep in mind why he lost his head. He was put into prison because he pointed his finger at the corrupt king and called him out for who he really was. And listen to what his message was, friends. The baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Don't forget that John the Baptist was sent to the Jews who knew the oracles of God, God's Mosaic institution, the Decalogue, the Torah, the Pentateuch, so on and so forth. And he came into all the country preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And again, let me identify John the Baptist. He didn't beat around the bush. He went right to the source. This was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight." He said to the people, namely the Pharisees at that time, "O generation of snakes, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" He said, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham the father.' For I say unto you," said John, "that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees." Friends, it's time to lay the axe to the root of the trees and quit dealing with the branches on the tree. And truth always does that. "Because every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire." Now, let me go over to Jesus in Luke 13, showing you prophetically where we're at. The bad guys are into place, and here comes the real prophets of God. They're on the scene. By the way, America, you have them too. The best teachers are often found in the corners. But I'll tell you what, those are the best teachers. But you have to find them, because these are the ones that are not afraid to proclaim the truth of God's word. And they're not asking for permission from tyrants or dictator wannabes or communists that think that they're going to overthrow America. And they're the ones that love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they love their neighbors as themselves. That's why they tell you God's truth. Luke 13, "The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day that Jesus warned us of," friends. He said, "Get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee." This is what the religious hypocrites said to Jesus Christ. They were envious of Christ. Jesus said unto them, "Go ye and tell that fox," speaking of Herod the king, "go tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today, and tomorrow on the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem.'" Jesus said this to the Pharisees. Listen carefully. This is the gift of a prophet. He is a protector, and his heart is super sensitive. Listen carefully. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, but you would not." You didn't want to subject yourself to the meek King of Glory, did you? You wanted to do it your way because you wanted the credit, because you love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That's why you speak the commandments of men, only to make or attempt to make void the Spirit of God through His commandments. It'll never fly. I'm going to come back. I'm going to prove my point where we are prophetically right now, America, making the parallel and the contrast between what you're seeing today and what's going on right now. God told us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled "fight after school" between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Talking about the prophets, making the contrast, how the bad guys are in power, and here comes bad boy John the Baptist, who pointed his finger at the king, the corrupt king, and called him out for all of his evils. Then I went over to Jesus, and I was talking about how the Pharisees, Jesus warned us of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees and of Herod, government doctrine, friends. Remember, Jesus is the one that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Don't get caught up. Let the blind lead the blind. They all end up in a ditch, and that's exactly where they're at. They're not bringing us forward. They have forgotten the love of God in judgment, friends, to bring forth righteousness and to establish righteousness in the ways. I just brought up how the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, hey, get out of here, man. Get out. Depart. For Herod will kill thee. These were the Pharisees that also said during the time that they crucified Christ, we have no king but King Caesar. We have no king but King Caesar. They agree with the government that corrupts rather than the Son of God who comes to clean the camp up, who is holy in all of his ways, who is tempted in all points yet without sin. Praise God. Holy and undefiled. And friends, if you're a Christian, you've been washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We haven't been redeemed with silver and gold. But Jesus turned and said, go and tell that fox, Herod, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today, and tomorrow on the third day I shall be perfected. Talking of the prophets. And then Jesus looked at the professed hypocrites, the religious hypocrites of the day, and he said to them, hey, listen, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, America, America, you who kill the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you, how often, God saith, I would have gathered you and your children together as a hen gathereth her brood under her wings. I've come to protect you, but you would not submit to the meek King of glory. You wanted to do it your way. And let me tell you something, friends. When you meet people that would rather make men and their commandments as to set the premise or the precedent in which they mean for you to walk in making void God's commandments, which will never fly in a million years, I'll tell you what, I would turn and run the other way. Case in point, making void the commandments of God through the tradition of man. I had a conversation not too long ago where a guy was trying to justify the fact that there was things going on inside of the church that shouldn't have been going on. And I looked at him, and I was on the phone with him, I'm sorry, and I told him on the phone, I said, listen, you make void the commandments of God through the tradition of men because you are afraid of the face of man. And the fear of man is a snare, saith Scripture. You have these corrupt... You have this, I'm trying to say it without saying it, friends, forgive me. You have these issues in the church because you don't do what God commands you to do. God commands you to openly rebuke those that sin in the camp, openly. You're supposed to, folks, listen, let me just say this. Can you show me in Scripture where Jesus went privately, if someone is openly in sin? Do you notice that he always walked into the synagogues and called them out for who they were in front of everybody? John the Baptist did the same thing. See, because you help perpetuate the crimes against God by not dealing with the issues. And that's what the commandments of men do. They make void the commandments of God. And instead of exposing the sin, guess what it does? It breeds within. And we're called to call it out. Remember when Joshua took the children of Israel into the promised land? Do you remember there was an Achan? By the way, Achan's name defines out to be the troubler. And remember that the church began to lose ground because of Achan that compromised God's holiness? And Joshua had all the tribes walk before him, and he caught on to Achan. And what did he do? He dealt with Achan because sin could not be tolerated in the camp. And see, this is what the professed church at this particular time was being told by Christ. Listen, I've come to protect you, but you have to do it my way, not your way. Walk in holiness. Be holy as I am holy. That is a commandment, not a suggestion. So here we are. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who thou killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee? He said, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wing, but you would not. Listen to what God said through Jesus Christ right after that. Listen carefully, friends. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And when he came unto Jerusalem, the Bible says that he beheld the city and wept over it. And he said, if thou had known, even thou at least in this time, the days which belong and the peace that which belongs unto you, but now they are hid from thine eyes because you will not listen and you will not take heed. Jesus goes on and tells these same people, for the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side. And listen to what he said. Jesus said to them, and shall lay even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. You did nothing to stop the darkness that was encroaching upon the light that I've given you. Is that not where we're at today? Friends, there was Adolf Hitler because the 80 million people in Germany did nothing. They stood down and they allowed him to do what he did. And what's interesting is right after that, you see the chief priests, the religious hypocrites right away, and the scribes, they stood up and they vehemently accused Jesus. They accused Jesus. Let me ask you something, friends. Who was right? By the way, this is also the same time that the women came behind Jesus when he was being crucified, because the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, moved the people to have him crucified that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. We agree with this administration, saith they back in the day with Adolf Hitler. We agree with what he says. Hey, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who cares about what you have to say? Away with him. Scripture tells us that when he was being brought to Calvary, Golgotha, the place, the hill, the skull, to be crucified. The women were behind him crying. Oh, one more point. Also notice that that was a time of the season where there was a release to be made. And Pilate asked them, who would you have me release, Jesus, or would you have me release Barabbas? Now, Barabbas was a murderer, which took place. He committed the act of murder and sedition, made in the city, an overthrow. The religious people and the people of the day cried out and said, away with Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, give unto us Barabbas, he who committed murder and sedition. Why? Because they were just like Barabbas. See, there was no difference. Now back to my point, they were crying for him. Jesus, oh, we're so sorry that you're going to the hill. We're so sorry that you're dying. And Jesus looked at them and said, hey, hang on a second. Don't cry for me. He said, in King James Version, he said, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. He said, for behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Friends, I'm telling you what, if you want to know where we're at prophetically right now, this is right on the mark. Because the American people sit back and allow the truth to be crucified only to its own demise. Jesus said if they'll do these things in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? They know exactly the corruption that's taking place, but they're allowing them to go forward in their crimes against humanity. And what took place 40 years later, friends? Judgment like no other. When I come back, I'm going to hit both of those. I'm going to outline the purpose of the prophet, friends, because now is the time that you're going to begin to see them. And they're really out there. They really are out there. And they're the real deal. They are not compromising. They're willing to say what needs to be said. They're not moving. They only desire to please God because they're consecrated to God. Scripture tells us through the Levitical order that we are His portion and He is ours. But I'm going to give you a picture of a prophet, and then when I do that, I'm going to come back after that, and I'm going to show you actually what took place in Jerusalem 40 years later. And you tell me if when the Christ told them and warned them of the coming judgment, that's not exactly what happened. By the way, friends, just a side note, it took place for over 300 years. 300 years. Now, I hope you're beginning to understand why God said, touch not mine anointed, because when you do, this is what's coming your way. Friends, when you read Scripture, I'll tell you what, you can feel the fire of it. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on. I got Kara. Kara? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hello. I didn't know if you'd hear. God bless you, Bradley, and Stephanie, and everybody at Sons of Liberty Radio for getting the truth out there. I love the way you tie in the Constitution with current events and all the great information of the truth, biblical, and our Constitution, our country. Thank you so much.
Amen.
I'm very politically active. I had talked to you earlier this summer, and I talk with members of Congress daily. And for 6 years, myself and, you know, millions of other patriots around this country that have been fighting this administration, there was an article that appeared yesterday that really encouraged me. Great website, MrConservative.com. And I haven't checked because, you know, the NSA has a way of scrubbing information, but I wanted to confirm what I was reading. And so I called all the members that are on this list that there is a resolution, 29 members so far that they have, that it is a resolution that has been drawn up for the impeachment and for the removal of Barack Obama. And the sponsor is Tom Rice, South Carolina, not Tom Price, although he is on the list, the doctor from Georgia, but Tom Rice of South Carolina. We've got Michelle Bachman, a guy named Bridenstine. I don't have time here in 2 minutes to go through. There's a whole list of people. Weber, Texas, Wenstrup, Ohio, Williams, Texas, Joe Wilson, South Carolina, Tom Price, a guy named Salmon, Arizona, Tom Marino, Pennsylvania, McClintock, Meadows, on and it goes. They are gaining traction. And I called every one of these offices that confirmed to me it is being done. I'd like to encourage the people to keep calling these members, thanking them, and to also call other members to get them to get on board. Now, from what one of the aides told me, is that they plan on unveiling this resolution probably sometime in 2014, but they're not sure whether before or after the election. They're trying to move as quickly as they can, because you know all the dirty tricks that this criminal administration is up to.
Yep.
With amnesty and other things that they are pulling ahead of the 2014 and 2016 election. But I am a little bit encouraged right now.
Well, amen. Now, just keep in mind, too, ma'am, that there's an undercurrent across this country that is saying the same things. What's happening is the state-run media is just trying to stifle any effort that the American people are making. And this is the kind of information, friends, that they that run and work and are being used as a bunch of little puppets through the state-run media that just want to silence the voice of what this lady is telling you right now. This is the voice of the people. This is We the People. And people need to realize that we just got to simply come together, because for the most part, ma'am, we're all saying the same things.
Yeah, and you know, Bradley, there are millions of us. When you look at Barack Obama's poll numbers, I think that reflects a lot of that. The truth is getting out there. People are sharing information. You know, people like you and other United States Justice Foundation. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi, you know, Glenn Beck, The Blaze, on and on it goes, of people that are getting the truth and people are waking up. And I think God works in mysterious ways. But, you know, I was going to ask you, Bradley, I don't know if I should ask you this openly, but, you know, the big rally a few weekends ago, I heard that only 200 people showed up at the rally.
Yeah.
Down in D.C.
Yep.
Now, I'm thinking it is time, and I'm talking a huge, and we've got 6 months to plan. Would you be willing to maybe lead that effort and get that going to maybe this summer in mid-June? Yeah, because the way I see things, the way they're rolling so quickly on steroids with the police state and the militarizing of what they are doing in the Department of Homeland Security and what they are gearing and prepping up for, to have, I'm talking, a huge, huge rally and start planning it now, maybe for this summer, like second week of June, when kids are out of school, parents have time, people have time to organize.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we have an off-air conversation, and then we can take it from there. I was out there. I actually shot out there. I just got off a 17-state tour before I went out to that little deal that they were having there. And you know, let's just do this. Let's have an off-air conversation, and we can talk about it more. And if something actually develops there, then we can start throwing it out on the radio, and we can do something. We'll shake, rattle, and roll.
And I think if we get it planned ahead of time, like a six-month plan, which would be much better for a bigger, better turnout, good weather, people are free. Because I know I talk with people daily, Bradley. I know you do, too, across this country. And I melt the phone lines. I probably spend them a nut, probably 8 hours a day, talking to members of Congress, forwarding them information.
Amen.
Like Malik Obama.
Yeah.
Obama's half-brother with the Muslim Brotherhood financing the terrorism of
all
the
around
money
him
overseas in Egypt and here in the United States. And I forward this information all the time, and they do call me back. But it is a small handful, but it is growing. There is movement right now. They're going after Eric Holder.
Yeah.
A lot of this they don't want out there. You know, you're not going to hear about it in mainstream media, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is being done. There is action going on, but they are overloaded with all the scandals and the corruption.
Yeah. And that's what they, in case in point, too, as well, what they don't want is they don't want people to know that they are actually under attack. They just want to actually roll down and just act like everything is hunky-dory as they continuously jump on the next topic. And, friends, that's not the case. Some of these people are in some serious trouble. And, again, what they don't want to do is what you'll see is you'll see a resignation, or you'll see, you know, we just put them off, you know, out of office for a little while. a while until we do an investigation. No, 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 friends. Really what they're doing is they're trying to brush them under the rug, and really what's happening is they're getting too hot, so they have to remove them, and then they have to replace them. This is happening all day long, and people need to understand that. And if they don't understand that, they're going to continuously believe that everything that they do is worthless, and there's no purpose or there's no sense in trying to actually stand up and do something about the problem. No, friends, the problem in this country right now is the people in this country have an obligation and a duty to stand up against what's going on in their country right now, and that's what they don't want you to know. Now you do. So anyways, thank you for the phone call, Kara. Kara, 29 members are actually calling for the impeachment. By the way, friends, a little history. Machiavelli was destroyed because of a lack of impeachment. You have the power through Congress to call forth an impeachment to remove this man lawfully and then hold him accountable to the crimes that he's committed, because there is consequence for violating law. Government has not been put into a position or, in any sense of the word, friends, to break the law. They don't have congressional immunity. They do not have some executive immunity where they can just come in and trample the laws that they themselves swore to uphold. Aside of that, thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. For the sake of time, let me get over to the picture of a prophet. I was talking about where are we as a country right now prophetically. We showed you that the bad guys are in power. Here comes John the Baptist. You've seen how Jesus spoke back. Then you've seen how the people allowed Jesus, the truth, the light of men, the light of life, the way, the truth, and the life, to be crucified. Then they began to cry for Jesus, and Jesus said to them, hey, hang on a second, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, because you've rejected this. If they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? Well, folks, it's the same thing with America right now. Look what you are allowing, and I'm not talking about my listeners overall, but I'm talking about those that may be just tuning in to me right now. If this is what they're doing today with the truth that you have the Constitution, you have the founding documents, you have the Word of God right in front of your face, you know that they are unlawfully acting out this implementation, as they're trying to initiate this implementation of an illegal act called Obamacare. So what happens during times like this? God brings forth prophets. And what are prophets? Well, the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. Years back, a guy by the name of Dr. Gregory Mantle was right when he said, no man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. Hello. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences because they are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world, and their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as habituates of the synagogue of Satan. See, the prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call in line those who are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, hello America, there is not a need or a more urgent national need than we cry to God for a prophet. Because the function of that prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. That is the purpose of a prophet, is to reform and to recover lost friends. See, the prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He don't play. As a matter of fact, he has no price tags. He's totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He's a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes in the valley with a thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment, he lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright. He is outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else. That is scripture, friends. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. Hey, folks, there's nothing that's changed. The spirit of the world is to persecute the living prophets, Christians, and to praise the dead ones. The prophet is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he's dead. That's right. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. Because the prophet is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when he's dead. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you the character of the prophet, part 2. right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. Having Christ as my hope and Redeemer, I know we have the victory and are being called now more than ever in the face of persecution to be and act as Christians. Finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Just want to give a shout out to the guys down at GCN too. Thank you guys. You guys rock, literally. Appreciate you. Folks, I'm actually posting right now on Sons of Liberty Radio the picture of a prophet. I did a video on it, which is second to none. And go ahead. It's laid to your candor, friends. Post your thoughts. Tell us what you think. Talking about the character of a prophet, the picture of a prophet, posted on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's also on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, I want to get to this point really quick because I want to finish this off so I can get to what I promised. But we're talking about the prophet who's a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade. He's against the establishment in ministry. Then he's established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days, but walked before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces and he pronounces and denounces. The prophet has a heart like a volcano and his words are as fire. He talks to men about God because he carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he's lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in, especially in the marketplace, because he's naturally sensitive but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, pugnacity. I like that word. He's ordained of God but disdained by men. Folks, our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recovers its strength. that we save face or overcome these great afflictions in which we have. No, our great call today is to get back to the God that bestowed his grace upon us by giving unto us this great nation. Repent or else, saith the prophet. Repent or else. Steph, what are your thoughts?
I love that picture of prophets so much. Every time I listen to it, I love that. And it's so true. That prophetic message is what we need. But how many out there today, I mean, you're seeing it firsthand.
It's a message people don't want to hear.
It's a message people don't want to hear. People need to hear. Oftentimes the very things that people don't want to hear are the things that they need to hear.
Yeah.
And when you're looking on a nationwide basis, I mean, in the Sons of Liberty, you are getting this prophetic message on a daily basis. There's no question about it.
Can I give the nation, I want to give my listeners the fruit of a nation that doesn't listen. Okay, so this is a forewarning. This is prophetic. Remember what I told you. Remember what Jesus told you, as I told you through Scripture as to what Christ said. Let it be written, let it be done. Well, friends, what? Guess what? It was done. If you look at the fruit of a nation that rejects God, what happens? Well, Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. But did you know that Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ? And in the summer of A.D. 39, Antipas, his money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were sent to exile. And Antipas himself died miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever hear about that.
No.
When the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," guess what he meant, friends? Just that. Pontius Pilate was handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate himself fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula in Gaul and eventually committed suicide there. Did you know that in Vienna? No, I bet you didn't know that. Matter of fact, the Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 A.D., about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000. That's Old English, friends. Besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Can I rewind just for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, so many times when you read my articles, you'll see Old English because that's what I study.
Yeah, that's true.
And people think, well, that's not the right way to say it. No, it's actually the right way to say it. It's the way we've been taught that's wrong.
Thank you.
So when I'm saying something in Old English, that is proper.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have a stack maybe over the years, maybe how many feet high of Spurgeon commentary?
Oh, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
And like you said, when you read it and you feed on it, that's just what naturally comes out.
It's going to come out of you, mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus Vespasian in 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, the crucifixion, to the number of 1,100,000, as I said. Besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, listen to how extreme it gets, friends. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild animals, part otherwise mostly cruelly were slain. Just think about that. Over 1,100,000 of them were crucified on their own walls. So you want to talk about getting to some serious business and reclaiming what God has bestowed upon us, friends. I say that now that we've heard this warning, we need to get serious about what it's going to take to get the resolve. We better start breaking into the kingdom of heaven and asking the Lord what it is His, by the way, Scripture tells us, it is His good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. We're only there for the asking as to what He promised to bestow upon a holy, consecrated people. I go on. By the way, this is found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. The vain Senate, the government that rejected Christ, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him just the same way that you're seeing in America today. Because they were content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God. They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. Now they're all in hell. For as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort. When we talk about Hitler, when we talk about Mao Zedong, when we talk about a Stalin or a Mussolini or what we're seeing in America today, folks, you're setting yourself up for a demise. And it's a bargain, friends, that you're not going to win. Because when you see what happens to a nation and a government that rejects God, we've already seen what God does with a people and a government that receive Him and live out according to the commandments of God. Well, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But what happens to the just permission of God when it's stirred up against their own, when they reject Christ? He allows the people that they would rather have rule over them to be their tormentors mm-hmm. and destroyers. Because it says in the Fox's Book of Martyrs that the whole, and that the senators themselves were almost destroyed, and the whole city was, listen carefully, most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. Hey, listen, sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. That's the violation of God's moral law. And it's going to charge you a lot more than you want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. Do you think that they knew that this was coming down?
No.
The wire? No, they didn't know. So, folks, it's best to just look at history, because when we study out history, we can see God is right. Because after destruction takes place, millions are killed, what do they return to? They always return to the God that they should have never departed from.
That reminds me of the book Sowing and Reaping, if you've never read it before, by D.L. Moody. It's probably one of the best books you'll ever read. It just goes into more detail of what you're talking about here at the Fox's Book of Martyrs, how people reap what they sow. And God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's amazing to see when you go and you look at these stories. In fact, you have a YouTube video about the sowing and reaping, too, if you want to check that out as well on YouTube.
It's one of my favorites.
It is, because it just goes into, like, wow. You just see detail for detail, line upon line, precept upon precept, about how people reap what they sow in their own lives. It's amazing. And I just think that when you're looking at it, and you go back and you say, hey.
I'm actually grabbing the video right now.
Oh, you are grabbing it. I was wondering what that music was.
I'm actually grabbing it right now, and I'm posting it for the people, so you can check this out.
Yeah, please do. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's Sowing and Reaping. It's outstanding. And what I like about those videos, too, that you post is they're just good power punch packages. They're, you know, 5 to 7.
Power punch packages.
I like that.
Triple P.
That's triple P,
yes.
And they're like 5 to 7 minutes long. They're great to just show your kid. You say, hey, come on in here. Check this out for a second. There's so much truth to it. And once you get the truth and the light, it's very hard to run away from.
If you're a visual learner, this is for you.
That's what I like about it, too, is the fact that it just kind of absorbs all your senses. You're looking at it as you're hearing it. And they're outstanding, too, as we mentioned before. They're done by James Gillette.
Cool.
So I like it a lot. Well, I think that we're getting towards the end of the show here. And usually what we like to do is kind of make a fleece out there for people who are saying, listen, you know, it's the end of the year. We're coming down to the wire here. Lots of folks make their, you know, year-end donations. Mm-hmm. We here at the Sons of Liberty, as you have heard on the radio show today and continuously on a daily basis, we are constantly bringing forth the truth from the Word of God, uncompromising, whether people want to hear it or not. The truth from the Bible. And if you're saying, this is a ministry that I want to get behind, I want to support what these guys are doing, I want to be the fuel in their tank so they can go out and reach more, please consider the Sons of Liberty. Go to our brand new website, just put out, I think yesterday was our debut, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to the donate button right there, just push on it, make a donation. Also, if you buy our products, that also is a donation to the Sons of Liberty. So it's Christmas time, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Get those products out. You want to get Christ in people's hands this Christmas, something that's going to change their lives, make a difference, and make a difference not only in our ministry, but in the lives of the people around you. And that's what we want to do.
That is the end aim. That's why we do
so
what we do, friends. We're not looking for stuff to do, but I'll tell you what, the heart of this ministry is really out there to please our Heavenly Father. And what is it? The heart of God is to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways, into the byways. And we're not asking the Lord to, you know, and we're not praying to the Lord and saying, yet there's 4 months, Lord. No, he's saying,
no, the
harvest fields are ripe.
Or you can,
Lord, send us.
Amen. You can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747.
We'll talk to you in, well, actually not in 23, but we'll talk to you in a day and a half. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.